Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to round 24 of the Monday Waffle. We've got Sophie Clappin and Josh Garlop in the house.
Hey, guys.
Josh, I feel like it's strange having you here.
Oh, I'm normally producing, so I don't really speak up. I'm always in the background, working in the background.
The man behind everything.
The myth, the legend.
Remotely, very far away often.
So, shall we get straight into the football chats, the rundowns?
I think so.
Let's do it. So, the South Rio-West Perth game, Birchie and I went along to it.
Good vibe?
It was a great vibe. Everyone was there. A lot of Falcons supporters. There was a lot of blue and red on the home ground of the Bulldogs. Yeah, I think so. It would have been. Yeah.
So, overpowered the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think in numbers, yeah.
Because it was Frio's home ground.
It was Frio's home ground.
Strange,
but obviously... Didn't get him over the line. It was all over by half time. The results, 18 goals, 13 points, 121 to the Falcons, 10 goals, 969. The first opening five goals of the game, 12 minutes in, with Blaine Johnson and Mason Shaw on fire, combining for four of those goals. The Falcons did kick four consecutives either side of quarter time, but able to steady and just lead by 18. They were leading by 18 points at the main break. Three goals to Benny Saunders, who was nominated for the Bernie Sanders medal last week. He kicked four goals as a result at the end of the game from seven kicks. Shaw had four goals as well from 10 kicks and seven marks. And Blaine Johnson had three goals from 16 possessions and five tackles. Ashton Hams.
Who's been...
Joel's boy,
but he's been naughty. He's been... The panel update says that he was cited for striking Dean Martins.
I didn't actually see the striking, but I know that he was being tagged to buggery, as he often is, because he is such a...
So he'd have to strike out.
Well, I would. I think he'd be getting a bit frustrated.
You would get frustrated. So how long... It's not known. Where's the tribunal?
Well, it says that he can accept a one-match sanction with an early plea, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope he doesn't get too harsh a punishment.
Was it a brawly game? Like, was there a bit of fire?
Tensions were high at the beginning, but... Yeah, no, I didn't really. I think the Falcons actually almost sort of gave up. I don't know.
By the end of it?
Yeah.
It's so hard though. Like, once you hit a mental wall, it's very hard to crack out of it, I think. For any sport. As a basketballer, would you agree, Josh?
Well, I've got my football hat on. But yeah, we did lose once by 70 points to the Geraldton Buccaneers. And...
You just lose
mentally,
that.
By about third quarter, you're just like,
screw this. I'm going to get a Coke and chill on the sideline.
But then again, they
just
are playing professional.
Just a passing comment. I'm not sure that was the consensus of how it was feeling down there on the ground. No. But
also, as a waffle is semi, well, it is professional.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't, you know.
It should never be that way.
Yeah, sure.
But back to Hamsey. He went to kick three second half goals to go with his 27 possessions, so still very good stats for him. Brock Higgins worked hard in the ruck, 42 hitouts, and ground level Brendan Verrier gathered 30 possessions with Dylan Main, who had 27. Shane Nelson returned from injury for West Perth, 32 possessions to his name. Trent Manzone, 32 disposals, 6 marks, 6 inside 50 entries. Rowan Kerr picked up 26 possessions. And Michael Lowry kicked 3 goals for West Perth and Joel Leeson with 2. Birchie and I went up to Ryan Cook at the end of the game.
Great win. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's stoked. First final in a while, so it's been 5 years or something like that. So, boys are really excited, but a bit nervous at the start of the game, so it's good to get it out of the way.
Were you expecting it?
Yeah, of course. We've had a really strong season. All trust each other and got that belief, so good to come away with that.
Yeah, what kind of preparation did you have in the last week?
I just kept it normal. Kept it all the same. We spoke about that, wanted to keep Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, all the same. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
And he seemed very, very chilled and confident. Were you expecting the win? He was like, oh, yeah. And I thought, oh. No. You want your players to be going, yeah, was hoping to win, but I wasn't expecting, I don't know if it was, I wouldn't say cocky, but I
maybe
suppose it was
bit.
A smashing.
Qualifying final, yeah. you're getting to that stage. And also I'm not sure. Maybe it was just he was, end of the game, didn't know what to say.
hindsight, always you're going to be confident looking back at a 60-point win, but I'm sure before the game they might have been as confident. Yeah. Thank you.
Always love to hear good crowds at the games, and there was this one particular fellow from West Perth, and Birchie and I snuck into the Bully Dogs members area with our little waffle media passes on, and legit other side of the ground in the stands could hear this man barracking for West Perth. I won't try to imitate it here because I'll blow your eardrums, but...
What was he saying?
Perfect projection. I almost went to go and ask him how he does it. It was just magnificent.
That's what you need.
One of the guys, like, I know West Perth has some pretty, vocal, let's say, enthusiastic fans.
Yes, yeah, he was definitely...
Was he one of the ones, like, wearing the crazy hats and stuff like that?
No, he wasn't wearing a crazy hat.
Jacket?
He did have a jacket on.
Nice.
Yeah.
I must admit, that's a great effort for West Perth to outnumber a Bulldogs... like fans, considering it's
their
home ground.
That's how it appeared. Yeah, there were a lot of West Perth fans there.
Well, maybe they didn't outnumber, but just a good effort for coming down
and
supporting
the team. And it was also really nice that like the whole outside of the ground, like everyone was standing on the boundary fence.
Yeah, that's
like
nice.
People weren't trying to get there, you know. They were with them.
Was the creepy bulldog mascot there?
No.
Oh, he's my fave.
If there is to be one...
mascot?
One change... that I would like to...
It's the Bulldogs mascot.
It's not even the Bulldogs mascot. Keep him. He has some, you know, terror... that's just it. You're raising your eyebrows at me,
fears,
and rightly so.
Brings fear
brings
to
fear.
Me.
He brings the fear. No, if there's one thing I could change about the Waffle League, it is to bring out the mascots more. Where are they all hiding?
Agreed.
What's going on? People love a good mascot.
Yeah. We love a good mascot fight and a bit of interaction with
the
players.
Yeah, pulling the crowd onto their feet. Yeah, no, I like that.
Especially, with the colourful characters, interaction with them maybe.
Exactly.
That would be fun.
That's the people going.
Was there any halftime stuff?
No halftime stuff.
I love a bit of cheerleading
no
or a bit of mascot.
No music
or?
Either. Usually there's like, you know, sometimes, I know Claremont has a bit of...
Yeah, bit of music.
Sometimes.
You definitely have, music, kids playing.
In
the
between.
Other week they had the Wags running.
Oh, that's right. You had the ladies clapping was telling us.
Yeah, the dash for the bottle of champagne.
The bottle of
and they all stacked it right at the very end. It was hilarious.
That's probably a highlight of the year, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, South Freo now advance to next Sunday's second semi-final against
Subi
at the Medibank Stadium.
Yeah, no, that'll be a good game.
With a grand final berth up for grabs.
I know, I wonder how that go. Hopefully Subi will cross the line.
We'll see. I might just... it'll be you and Birchie.
Yeah, 100%. Against you.
Well, no, I'm out. I'm out of the race.
I know, but you'll have to back
I might have to jump ship. Clapping.
Yes.
Take me through the Peel versus East Perth game. That
yeah,
was
so this
Mandra.
Was, elimination final, which a lot of pressure for the boys, but they, Peel just were too strong for them, 12-14, 86 to East Perth's 5-7, 37. Peel Thunder proved, just way too good down at Bendigo Bank Stadium. The club's first league final with a 49-point victory, which is, great effort. 17 Freo listed players on top of captain Jared Ugle.
Well, how could
veteran,
they lose with that
number? Exactly. Veteran Rory O'Brien, Blair Bell, who's a very dangerous forward, the hardworking Braden Lawler and Josh Bootsma. So, they had a strong team. Shane Yaron led the way on the scoreboard for Peel with 3 goals. Matt DeBoer.
D-Floor.
collected 31 possessions. Connor Blakely, 25. And Rory O'Brien, 23. Malcolm Carpenter was East Perth's leading possession, 22 disposals. While Partington, Cole, Hart and Gorda all had 21, which is great effort. Will McGuinness also kicked 2 goals for East Perth. So, East Perth season done and dusted. But... Wolfie was and Paul Johnson were both chaired from the field. So great effort for those guys retiring.
Quick clap here for Wolfie
from
here in the studio.
Boys, good effort.
He was one of our first ever interviews. And speaking of interviews, we chatted with Jamie Graham, the East Perth coach. And straight off the bat, we asked if he's a little disheartened that Wolfie's leaving.
Obviously, he has been an inspiration and a great leader for the club. He's our games record holder. He provides strong leadership for the group and sets a great example on the field. So he's going to be sorely missed, but he's had a fantastic career. And unfortunately, we couldn't, I suppose, get through to another grand final for his sake because he would have done anything to play in a premiership, but it wasn't to be for him.
Jamie, I guess, will he be back in the future maybe to help out with the club in any sense, or is that kind of him done?
No, we'll start some discussions. I think it's important he spends some time at home because he's got a young family, and we'll discuss his future at the club. But it'll be great to keep him involved in some capacity, whether it's a coaching role or some sort of mentoring role, but it's something that I'm sure he'll be keen to do.
17 listed Freo players playing for Peel yesterday. Do you think that was one of the main contributing factors to the loss?
Oh, no, they're a very experienced team, and we knew it was going to be a challenge, but playing finals in waffle footy, we knew we had to be a good team, and unfortunately we weren't good enough on the day. We went into the game believing that we were good enough to get the job done, but unfortunately we weren't quite good enough. We gave them a 5-goal head start, which was always going to be hard to turn around, but to the boys' credit, I thought their effort and intent was there, but at the end of the day, they were just too good for us.
Looking into 2017, any young guns, some names to watch out for next season?
Yeah, it was exciting for the club, I suppose. You know, we had injuries, which is not ideal to Gary Moss and Cole Anderson and Jared Oakley Nichols, senior type players, but it gave young guys opportunity. One from an Eagles listed point of view, Luke Partington really progressed and showed some good signs as the year went on. We also had Kurt Mutimer playing in finals, and Malcolm Carthy showed some good signs, so that was pleasing. And from an East Perth listed point of view, young Shane Hill and Tom Gorder down back, and Sam Pelpepa playing senior footy. So some young boys got opportunities, and going into next year, those guys have got games under their belt, and also our reserves. They've finished on top of the ladder and still in finals football at the moment, and we've got some depth, so it's a good time for the club.
Beautiful. Well, we're joined by East Perth coach Jamie Graham. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us, and 2017, it's your year, I can feel it.
Really appreciate you talking to us today, Jamie.
Thanks very much, guys.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Yeah, no good effort for Wolfie. 186 games, I think, for the Royals, which, holds the record. So,
you know,
good on you, mate.
Along with the 17 Freo players, we were just talking about music. What they begin, if they have a home ground, they begin their games with thunder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Because my brother used to play.
Music has such an effect. I reckon music has such an effect. They need, yeah.
Do you think they're dangerous going into the next round?
Peel? Definitely.
Yeah. Especially with all their players back in.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Blakely in there.
They could be a dark horse to win the whole thing.
Oh, it wouldn't go that far.
Come on.
Subiaco's...
Clapham refuses to acknowledge that anyone but Subi has got it in the bag.
If you look at the stats, Subi has, grand final premiers for the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying.
I do think though the coaches in their presser a few weeks ago coming into finals were saying that this happens nearly every year. You know, there's always that idea because of the alliances. So they're prepped and they're ready, which I think is really good too. Mm-hmm. And it also means that the boys mentally aren't psyched out. Because imagine your coach being like, oh, well, we've got a couple of free, or you get a bit worried.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. It was bizarre. I'm sure the guys that aren't listed to any team are going out there playing. You know, they're knowing who's contracted players, playing
exactly.
Extra hard. I know I would be.
So Peel will now play West Perth at HBF Arena in the semi-final on Sunday, September 11, for a chance to progress to the prelim.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a big game.
That will be a big game.
You guys headed down?
HBF Arena, it's a fair drive.
I'll be at the Subi game. Medibank Stadium.
On the Sunday,
cheering on the Lions.
I'll be flying out of the flying out of the state, unfortunately.
All right.
But I'll keep my ear tuned.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I'll be refreshing the stats.
They're all very active on Twitter. Every few minutes I give you a good update. So check all the teams out. They've all got their own Twitter accounts.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Garlop. This is Garlop Tipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
Garlop's Tipping.
Just the tip. Garlop's Tipping.
Garlop's Tipping.
Oh,
Gallup's tipping. Bam, 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 bam.
What Gallup.
An intro. Gallup, what an intro. Bam. Round 24 tips. Hit me with it, Gallup.
Well, so at the end of round 24, Laura Birch, Verity Hughes, 2 out of 2.
Yep.
Everyone else, 0. I think I forgot to put my tips in for the 17th week in a row.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. I also forgot to
put my
tips.
I'm so busy behind the scenes for this bloody program that I always forget.
Yep.
Joel Saratsis, the sour puss.
The sour grape.
Oh, my God. Listeners, listen to this guy. He talks the talk. Last week he said, listen, I can't win, so I've just given up. I don't like it, guys.
Well, he did... try he decided he was too far behind, so he was going to start tipping the upsets, and
no,
then he
and
decided
then,
to just yeah. wacky this, I'll tip there, I'll tip that, and then when that started not working out, he was just like, well, I'm too far behind now anyway,
I'm not going
to
win.
I'm
I guess he doesn't
try.
Really know about football, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, maybe he's getting nervous.
Listen, Joel, listen, good, you don't know footy. So now at the end of this round, Laura Birch winning 59, Verity Hughes just behind 58, so 53, Joel 51, myself, Kelly, out of the race, watching from the sidelines.
Verity, I now hope that you, I'm going to
you know
support
what
you if you
I,
need management.
I knew where that point
I want
went.
You winning.
I knew where that point went. It was 2 weeks ago. I tipped my Sharks.
Well, now you can creep back through margin, having games are less. So now you've only got 2 to focus on. You've got, you know, just got to be wise with your margins. And then I think you'll come through.
This is coming from hoping. Someone who's so far behind. I feel like she's trying to sabotage you. Do whatever you want, all right? Verity?
No, Claffin wants me to win.
I want her to win. Yep. Sorry,
nothing,
Birch.
Nothing would give us more
Birch,
pleasure than
Birch
to see
has just
Birch
been
Birch
so good. Birch has just been so, like, she has absolutely dominated this whole season, and just to have a little upset would
yep,
be,
that'd be, great.
It'd be good.
The icing on
it's
the cake of a great year.
It's good to see the Tyrant fall in Joel Saratsis, but it'd be even better to see, basically, the Game of Thrones Laura Birch Daenerys.
Yes, she is like a Daenerys.
Verity Hughes.
But I like Daenerys
in
Game of Thrones.
Thanks,
been all
guys.
Over it all year. You deserve it.
Well, thank you. That's I'm overwhelmed with feeling.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Looking at the ladder, same as last week, which I'm sure you're happy about, Club.
Very. Subiaco on top, that's what I like to say.
Now, very clearly, what and where are the games next week?
What and where? So we've got what South Freo goes head-to-head on Sunday against Subi Lions at Medibank Stadium. And, that'll be a good game.
Is it
I'm
a quarter
excited
past
for that.
Two? Or have they switched it up? I've been caught out a couple times.
Let me get that.
Heading
up.
Towards the game, and then oops, they decided it's 1:40 this week.
Well, lucky you've brought that up, Verity, because it is actually 2:50 at Medibank Stadium.
Okay, 2:50, not 2:15. 2:50.
Everyone. 2:50. And also West Perth versus Peel Thunder at HBF Arena, and that's at 2:15.
Hopefully, both mascots will be out.
Yeah.
All,
I hope all four.
Mascots will be out.
All four. Get your bottoms off those chairs and get out into the oval.
Let's get a mascot fight.
Yeah, let's start a mascot brawl.
Make it happen.
Question, what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
Waffle. What ifs?
This is the segment on the Monday Waffle where we figure out what players would be if they weren't players.
Waffle what ifs for this week, guys. What if your favourite waffle player / players make a selection? What if they were a cleaning product?
Cleaning.
Yes.
Okay, Soph, what do you got?
I'm going to go... At the moment, my standout is Hamish Shepherd. I think he's a fantastic player, and I would say he would be like an Enyo glove because you don't need anything fancy. You don't need any spritz or detergents. You just need water.
All you need is water.
Do you know this?
Enyo, enyo, enyo.
Fair enough.
Joshua?
Joshua?
I might just go with Matty Davies and then probably say he's like a really old sponge that's like smells and he's been thrown out. Not anything to do with his football, but just the person he is.
He's on the older side, isn't he?
Oh, no, nothing to do with that.
Just, oh, well, I think
he's like 24. God,
oh, dearie me.
He looks a bit like an old man.
I've decided that my old mate, Clint Jones, who I'm hoping wins the Sandover, he is a scourer. Hard yakker.
Hard nosed.
Grit.
Yeah.
Always works. Always there. Doesn't rust away.
Scourer's good like
Scourer.
That.
I once tried to wash my parents' car with Scourer.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really know. I was in primary school.
I bet.
And
it
wasn't aware. It wasn't aware of the fact that a Scourer should not be
and
used
you
on metal.
You would have just wanted to help out. And
I
be,
was trying to be a good daughter and learnt very quickly that a Scourer is not to be used.
How much of the car had the you car. Done before you?
I did the side of the car.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but was that a pretty...
I did a door.
If besides the fact the paint was gone, the dirt was too, right?
Yes.
So,
win.
I mean, look, win-win.
Congratulations.
Silver lining.
Mrs. Hughes.
That concludes this week's episode 24 of the Monday Waffle.
It's end is near. End is nigh.
The end is nigh, yes.
Exciting. Finals are exciting.
I was just about to ask who you guys are tipping next week, but maybe we should keep it hush-hush and not let Birchie in.
Yeah, no, don't spill the beans.
Don't spill
the
milk.
Well, I probably will forget to put in my tips, I'm just going to say.
Let's be real. You still have a fair few punishments owing, but I think we stopped punishments about a month ago.
Come and told me to do them, so.
Well, that's just not true. We've mentioned it many a time.
You also just haven't been present, so.
Yeah, I haven't been here. See you next week.
Yeah.
It was a good app.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, guys. See you next week.
Tune in next week.
See you Monday, Wafflers.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.